I have a friend, a priest who in our diocese is a friend of mine, is a fanatic about writing thank you notes. I mean, I take him out for coffee, and he sends me a thank you note saying thank you for the cup of coffee and the conversation, and he'll note something that we talked about, and it's a little bit maddening to me, but it's a wonderful blessing, and he does this for almost everything, but especially for when he goes out and does something with a brother priest. He sends out a thank you note almost immediately, right? I would sit there and say, "Why don't you could just send me an email, that's okay, or text me, that's okay." No, I will send you out a thank you note. So a couple years ago, I asked him why he does this, and he does it because he desires to be in closer unity with his brother priests, but also with God. And today, when we hear the gospel story, we can understand what that means. The lepers who are unclean cannot go near anybody. They are away from the community. Being healed, they are able to then enter into the community. In fact, the one that returns to Jesus runs up to his feet and prostrates himself there, showing that he does not need the word of another, but he knows that he is cleansed, returning to Jesus, giving glory to God, and thanking Jesus in person. And it is that gift of thanksgiving that we look at tonight, because there is this idea that we need to understand in our lives that we desire many things. And yet, what are we thankful for very often? And do we give thanks to God and to others for the blessings that we receive within our lives? For those gifts of grace that we receive in our lives? For those joys that we receive in our lives? Because that is what we are here to do in life, is to A, give glory and praise to God, and to B, to live in community where we live as brothers and sisters. And we can't do that unless we are gracious to one another, unless we choose to extend ourselves in compassion, in mercy, in forgiveness, and reconciliation, and love, and generosity, and abundance, and all of those things that are God's gifts to us. We can't live in community unless we choose to extend them out to others, as Jesus did tonight in the gospel. And in many ways, that is what St. Paul, in his letter to Timothy, is talking about. When he says to Timothy, the gospel message cannot be chained. Right? It cannot be bound up. It cannot be withheld. It cannot be held prisoner. It must be freely given, freely shared, freely proclaimed, freely blessed to anybody and everybody who wishes to hear it. That the gospel message is unchained. It is set free into the world by Jesus Christ. And it is called, and we are called as disciples, as members of the body of Christ, as members of the faithful, to carry that word out to others, to lay ourselves at the feet of others, proclaiming in thanksgiving the generosity of God's love, the boundless mercy of God's love, the compassion of God's love, the love that is entering into the world through the person of Jesus Christ. And it is those acts of graciousness that help us to remember how we do that again and again and again. Because going back to my priest friend, one of the things he talked about was that when he begins to not write the thank you notes, he becomes less thankful for the things around him. He starts taking others for granted. He starts looking at others and saying, I deserve something from them. I need something from them, so I desire it, so I want it. And when he gets it, instead of being thankful for it, he simply desires more. And that's a wonderful insight, a wonderful blessing, and something that we all need to work on. Because God has put desires within our hearts. That's a good thing. We desire, and God says, come and I will fulfill that desire. But if we simply desire for desire's sake and not desire to bring about better in the world, through thanksgiving, through graciousness, through blessing, then our desires become greed, become lust, become sloth, become gluttony, become those sins that begin to destroy us within the community. We begin to scatter rather than to gather. And so as we celebrate, we are reminded again and again and again to be thankful to the many blessings that God shares with us. And yes, there will be hard times. God did not say, you will not have any suffering. Like Jesus says just the opposite. Follow me and you'll have more suffering than you can imagine. And yet within that is the blessing of God, where we are called to continue to search out God in that generosity of life, where we share of who we are, our time, our talent, our treasure, those blessings received from God, to reach out to those who are suffering, but also in our suffering to allow others to touch us, to allow others to extend themselves in God's mercy and give thanks for that, to recognize that God is present always and everywhere. Because as that leper comes back to Jesus, glorifying God, giving thanks, he re-enters into that community of life, that community of love, as he extends himself towards Jesus, towards the true high priest. Someone once said when they read this, like, well, you know, the other nine are okay because they were just obeying what Jesus said. So was the tenth one disobedient? No, because he returned to the true high priest, the one who can save, the one who can heal, the one who blesses us in abundance. And so we always return to God here at this Mass, through our prayers, through our gathering as family and friends, knowing that he is the source of life. He is the true source of all blessing. He is the true source of all love.